Let's read chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Steve, please read. Steve, Mark. I'm okay, Mark. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. When you write letters, especially in the book of all the books that are written by Paul, they all have a letterhead, greeting parts is part of the beginning of the format of the letters. So if you study theology, you actually find two kinds of greeting formats in New Testament time. Well, if you have time, you go back to find out the two formats, right? But this is the how John started to write the letter. He greeted them with God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus. And here talk about Jesus, the Savior. Especially verse 5 and 6. He loves us, he washes us, and he makes us. If you took out all the verbs, and actually if you are learning to give a sermon, these three verbs will become your sermon title. You want to introduce that Jesus is a Savior, is a loving person, is a Savior, and he just mentioned about these three points. And everything is based on the Bible. He loves you, huh? Like, Steve, how do you know Jesus loves you? Huh? What did you say? You are in TJC. That's right. Very good, huh? Please read Malachi chapter 1. This is exactly how Jesus loves us. Some people ask me, well, I never saw Jesus in my life. And he proclaimed that he loved me, but I never saw him in my life. Now, where did he love me, right? Now, many people ask this kind of question. How did Jesus love me? How did God love me? Malachi chapter 1, verse 1, please read. Steve. Verse 2. He hates Jacob's and I have loved you. Think about all those peoples in the streets out there, right? They are not chosen. You go to your school, how many TCC members in your school? How come they are not chosen? You say, in what way he loves me? God will answer, this is how I love you. I hate your friends, but I love you. When you say hate, means that he did not choose a relative, yeah? Not really hate, right? Of course, God's salvation is also for them. But most important thing is that God chooses you. Oh, God loves you. Now, not only he loves you, he washed away your sins by his blood. Now, he washed you. Actually, when you think about wash, right, you should think about his blood. His suffering in that 33.5 years. His suffering on the cross. Who will do this in this life for you? Do you think your future spouse will die on the cross for you? Do you think your mother? Maybe your mother. Maybe your mother will really suffer for you. But Jesus suffered to the point that he was hanged on the cross for you. And not only that, he make you what you are today. He make you kings. He make you priests. He enable you to serve him. He enable you to give you power to overcome your weaknesses. When you have nothing to think about in your prayer, think about how Jesus loves you, how Jesus make you, how Jesus wash you. Now, if you think of all this, right, you cannot but shed tears in your prayer, because indeed this is a profound, profound love from the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Please read Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Andrew, please read. Andrew from Dallas. loud. The one who pierced him will also see that he will come again. Book of Revelation actually also talk about many things about the last days. Seven trumpets, seven bowls, right? Seven seal, it opens. They were half an hour quietness. Why half an hour quietness? You understand that before the great tribulations, like Habakkuk says, I can only wait in quietness for the disasters to come. That's exactly that 30 minutes, two quarters quietness for, right? Because disaster is coming. The Lord shall come. All the people who pierce him or who do not believe in him, they shall mourn. For you, you shall be joyful. You shall look forward to it. But for many people, they shall mourn, right? Brethren, you know, in Noah's age, right, Noah keep talking about flood is coming, but nobody buy it. Only eight people, his family people, went into the ark of God. And suddenly, flood just like, you know, water just pour, huh? Not dripping. Huh? It's not like rain, no? One drop, two drop, three drop, boom, 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 many rains, right? No, it's like you pour out the basket of water, bam, pour down to the earth. You know why? Because there's a water canopy out there in the ancient days. You all know that already, right? There's water above and water below. Now, that kind of water all came down. Can you imagine? All the water could already go to the North Pole and South Pole and got freezed. And when global comes, people are saying that when global, the sun continues to heat, all the ice cap was melted, the earth will be covered again by water. Just imagine that kind of earth came down on earth, and Noah was preaching, but nobody believed. Nowadays, now your preacher don't scare you anymore, right? When I was young, my preacher kept scaring me. The Lord is coming, the Lord is coming, right? Oh, every time I hear that kind of message, I feel so frightened, right? Oh, so yes, this world is going to be finished one day, right? I want to be a pastor, you know? The world have no value. The Lord is coming. Now, I will grow up in that kind of environment, right? My preacher are really good at scaring at us, at me, right? But we don't do that anymore. We don't scare you anymore, right? I mean, you it's another year, nothing happened. When there are too much signs, right, and signs keep coming, and too much, it becomes numb. How many of you continue to follow the earthquake news anymore? I mean, I do start to follow earthquake, this kind of news. Too much, to a point that, too much, I don't care anymore. But guess what? That's exactly what Jesus says. Before the last days, shall be earthquake. Too many earthquakes nowadays. If you truly follow from where? From the place beside the Dominican Republic, what is it? Huh? Haiti, Chile, and Taiwan, somewhere in Nepal or in India, anywhere. Many places, there are too many. Even now, just this week, or last week, I think, there's another major one. Too much, you try to ignore them. Too much. Who cares? If it is not in LA, I'm okay, right? So who cares, right? But this is a sign. So our heart become numb, so we continue to get married and eat and drink and, you know, and do anything you like, but suddenly really the Lord will come the second time. So when you study Book of Revelation, think where you are right now. If you tell me the answer, I don't know. But you should think by yourself where you are. Are you in which trumpet? Which seals? I hope the board does not pour down yet. If the pour down, we are in trouble. I mean, the earth is in trouble. Oh. Second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, verse 8, Andrew. You says the Lord. Anybody translate say, the Lord God says. 主神说, what did you say? It says the Lord God. The Lord is God. You know, if you have any friends, Jehovah Witnesses, right? If your friends that belong to Jehovah Witnesses, they will tell you that Jesus is only like Michael, the archangel. It's like Jesus like that. He's only a son. He's not, but he'll say, Lord God. It's Alpha, the beginning and the last. He exists forever. It's not like any angels, right? He's Lord God. Do you know what is the major mistake of Trinity that we do not agree with? Most of the theory we agree with, only one theory we disagree with is that, you know, there's no, oh, over here. Beginning is what? Time, right? Is beginning time? Beginning, at the beginning, 起初, 起初就是时间嘛. Beginning, the beginning of time. Thank you very much, you are so kind. Now, okay, that's very good, right? At the beginning, there's time. God created heaven and earth, right? There's a space. So there's a time and space, right? God is, this is metaphysics. Metaphysics. 形而上, God is what? God is spirit. You saw this kind of photo many times already, right? And Jesus came. Now, Trinity was saying that, well, we say it too, but we don't use three concepts. We say God, you know, God come to the earth as Jesus, Savior, and Holy Spirit came down. And there are three manifestations, right? In different times, right? The point is that Trinity also tried to use three to go up here. There are three over here too. In Trinity's concept. Three, they call it person? Three persons. Oh. They push up the three down here, up to here. There are three. But to us, over here is only one, not three, right? Do you understand it? Oh, this is the differences, major difference between Trinity and us. Are you lost? God created heaven and earth, right? But above here, God is above here. God is somewhere in, which is the everlasting past, everlasting future. God is spirit, right? Before the heaven and earth, there is a God, right? And God is spirit. He's always up there. He's one. He's a spirit, right? For the salvation, he got to come down as Jesus, right? And Jesus resurrected, okay? And then Holy Spirit came down, right? So Trinity is saying that there are three in one, three, right? In this time and space, for the salvation's sake, we also say, we don't say three in one, but we also accept the concept that God, Holy Spirit came down, Jesus came down for the salvation's sake. So there are three entities, right? Hello? Right? Now, of course, over here, when Jesus resurrected for the sake of salvation, you can see Jesus sit at God's right-hand side, right? That kind of concept. But the point is that if you push that concept, then Jesus is always Son, never be God, right? But in Book of Revelation, they call what? Lord what? Lord God. So Jesus, when this is over, when the human salvation history is over, Jesus is God. So up here is always is one. From this, you go this way infinitively, and that way infinitively, God is always one. That's why we do not like to put three in one up to this level. There's no three over here. There's only one here. Are you with me now? Okay, hopefully. This verse talk about God is only one, huh? Lord God, He is Almighty God. He is Alpha. He is Omega. He is and was and is to come, huh? Okay, this talk about chapter 1. Now, chapter 1, verse 12 and 16 is your homework. If you compare, I don't know, there are many wonderful pictures over there. But what do you learn from the comparison? This is something I learned, no? Number one point. John's received more revelation than Daniel. You look at the column over here, right? Like, in Revelation, John was able to see more, this column more, right? Oh, head. And he was able to see what is in the right hand. He was able to see what was from the mouth. And in Daniel's time, less revelation. What does it tell us? It tells me that today, right, when you read Book of Revelation, right, you got a better understanding than maybe first generation of TCC member. Revelation will become more clear and clear concerning the last days when Jesus' second coming. Oh. Actually, Daniel also liked to know the revelation. Nowadays, we try to understand. But that message was hidden from Daniel. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 12. So, revelation of his timing, huh? When the time is not there yet, even though you try to understand, you may not be able to understand. Chapter 12, verse 4. Daniel 12, verse 4. Erica, please read. So the word shall be sealed until the end. Oh. So now is the end time. Therefore, you are more luckier than us. Like when I was kids, right? Nobody explained Revelation this way for me to understand. Oh. When I go to TDP, I go to NYTS in Taiwan, but they their understanding is not as clear as today. So concerning the last days, the revelation is gradually revealed to us. This is the first point that I learned. Second point that I learned is that Daniel is able to use fewer words to describe the same things. Like John got to use a lot of words to describe the same thing. So study harder. If you study harder, you have better choice of vocabulary. And then you don't need to write many sentences. Just one sentence, you can describe the same thing. So you can see the word is relatively small. This is a lot of words, right? Just by looking at it, right? Are you with me? Well, this is very personal. You don't learn from what I learn. I just feel like education is also good. What else do I learn? You may see some visions a lot of time. How many of you saw Jesus Christ in your vision? You did saw Jesus Christ. You saw it in the vision. Have you ever saw it in a vision? Maybe you, one of you do, right? A lot of time we do, but a lot of time we just a very vague description, right? We do not describe those details. So it also teaches us that when it comes to spiritual realms, you also can write it down and maybe you have good teachings also. Over here, you know, if you think about this, have good teachings. People are asking what is garment down to the feet, but in Daniel it's so lenient. What does lenient stand for in the book of Revelation? Anthony. Lenient is the righteousness of the saints, right? So it tells us that Jesus indeed had a very good deed when he was alive, right? Oh. Girl up is always like you be alert. Girl up your waist. You are alert, huh? And seven stars in his right hand. Seven star is you, is me, is any representative of the church, right? So you got to understand that church, huh, is in the hands of God. Jesus is walking in among the seven lampstands, huh? So true Jesus, the church, huh? Sometimes you see the worker is not as strong. You just pray for them. because they are in the hands of God. Huh? The church, you know, in the last days will never be gone. We're only getting better and better. Why do I say that? Of course, you are saying, you also see a lot of shortcomings in the church nowadays, right? Because Jesus is yet to come, right? We are still weak, right? But my point is that TJC were not like the Apostle Church. Apostle Church later on, all the truths got modified, right? No more Holy Spirit, right? No, TJC would be very different. TJC shall have the last day. Of course, there are also TJC in the early days. This TJC I'm talking about. The Holy Spirit will remain till the last day of Jesus coming. And church will truly become perfect according to the book of Revelation. So many people criticize GA or worker in GA, but I joined GA for 9 years, right? I indeed see many things that I observe from book of Revelation concerning the brightness, concerning the glories, concerning the... I'll be honest with you, I really see a lot of four living creatures and 24 elders in the book of Revelation in TJC nowadays. And that's my personal observation. You can open your eyes and see. You can open your eyes and see. Many people are criticize many things, but if you truly come in and look at it, maybe you have different pictures. Again, maybe this is only me, but I also admit the church is not perfect, but I already see something that is so wonderful. Anyway, this is something I learned concerning the visions, and you already do homework, so I'm going to spend time on it. Let's talk about seven churches, the letter to seven churches. Now, again, the letter has a format. You already see how Paul tried to write to them, greeting them with Jesus, with Holy Spirit, with God, right? And 2 and 3, to every churches, he always introduced Jesus Christ first. Please read chapter 2, verse 1. Chapter 2, verse 1. Xiaoling, did I pronounce it right? Xiaoling, please read chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, so he introduced Jesus in his right hand, have 7 stars and walking in the lens. Is this one of the vision that you see? Do you see this in the vision, Charlene? You do, right? Okay, this is the beginning to write to talk to Ephesians church. How about verse 8? Verse 8. Do you see those sentences in chapter 1? Charlene, you do, right? So again, so at the beginning, he always introduced Jesus Christ, right? So for you, what do you learn? I learned that, you know, we should introduce Jesus Christ the way Jesus Christ introduced himself also. Now, how do you introduce Jesus Christ to your friends? You can learn from Jesus Christ. How did he introduce himself, right? And then you all followed by, I know, right? Chapter 2, verse 2, someone else. Song Qing, please read. Okay, good. Verse 9. Okay, that's good. Verse 13. Okay, that's good. Verse 19. Okay, I know. Every church, after he introduced Jesus Christ, right? He followed by, I know. Jesus know. Many things you do with your computer, we do with my computer. Jesus know. Nobody know. Your mother don't know. Your father do not know. Your sister do not know. But God knows. His eyes is like what? Like fire. He can see through. He can penetrate. God knows. Nothing can be hidden. Nothing can be hidden from him. I still remember there was an elder, right? Elder Mountain Huang. He was testified over here. He is 98 years old. Do you know him? He was my preacher. When I was your age, he was in Tongan Church. He was an long-time worker. He says that one time he was pastoring Garden Grove Church, right? And a brother, he was tricked for maybe $600,000 by his friends or relatives. They helped him to immigrate to USA, and they joined adventure in business. So in the future, don't join business adventure with your brothers, okay? Because it's, when it comes to money, it's, it will be very ugly, okay? So don't join, anyway, this side story. Anyway, and that relative or that member, I don't know who are they trick his money away. And you know, it's a lot of money. In those days, 30 years ago, 600,000, right? This is for them to buy a house, to settle down, to open another stuff. And he had, I think, 3 or 4 kids, right? So one day, he did not know what to do. He lost everything he has. He did not know what to do. He come to the chapel, Garden Grove Church, and pray. When he pray, suddenly Jesus shows up to him. One, again, with my robe. Cannot see the face clearly. And Jesus only said one thing to him. In Chinese. 我知道. So Jesus also speaks Chinese, right? But if Jesus speaks to you, he will speak in Spanish, no problem, right? Yeah, he said, 我知道, I know. Just that sentence, 我知道, I know. Suddenly his tears goes down. Nobody truly knows what he had gone through, right? How serious it was, right? But I know. So comforting. So you think nobody can truly know who you are, understand you. Jesus truly knows you, right? Then the following format, oh, now again, this is the format. I'm talking about format. I'm not talking about content. The whole format also followed by provide a points, good points followed by bad points. Then you say, I know you are a very diligent worker, but there's one thing I want to rebuke you. You allow Jezebel to preach to you. Always talk about good things first. I know that, you know, you suffer a lot for the Lord, but this is something that you need to improve. You need to repent, right? So Jesus always starts with good points first and followed by something you should improve. This is very good counseling, isn't it? Like for me, I'm a very picky person, right, Michael? Yes, I'm a very picky person, right? Very pick on people, right? A lot of time I think it's very difficult with my children, right? Because already, you do this wrong, you do that wrong, improve, right? You're lazy and, you know. So it's not very easy to be my children, right? But I need to learn too. I need to commend them first. Yeah, you do pretty good, but that's how Jesus do. Hey, read your Bible. That's how Jesus do, right? But, right? Now, only 2 churches, Jesus never rebuked them. Do they have time to do homework? Do they have time to do homework? Okay. Please find out. Okay. Follow the format. Oh, I'm not talking about here. Oh. If Jesus comment them over here, provide solution over here, it don't count. Oh. When you look at the format, only the format, oh, follow the format. That when it comes to the third point, there's 2 church without blessing at all. 2 church without rebuking at all. Okay? Oh. So really, if you are truly good, the Lord will not say anything against you. This class is a wonderful class. Everybody did not doze off. Is it true? Okay, it's not true. Okay, this class is a beautiful class, a wonderful class. Everybody pray hard. See? Only praise and not rebuking. This class is a good class, but some people doze off. Oh, anyway, this is what Jesus says, right? No, I mean, Jesus used this kind of way to say things. Okay. Then, after you say, but you do something wrong, Jesus provides solutions. Now, if you keep telling that, hey, you are too lazy, then what? You score me, so what? So be it, right? But you can provide. But if you can do this, you can read Bible every morning, it will be good for your future. Now, you provide solution, right? Now, if you do not provide, especially you're going to be a father in the future, hopefully. You'll be a father in the future. And then, if you pinpoint the mistakes and did not give a solution, you're like hanging them up in the air. They don't know what to do. Go up, go down, I don't know what to do. Oh. So you got to provide a solution. Like Jesus always said, now you shall do this and do that. Oh. Solution is always repent, actually. If you see the solution, repent and repent. A lot of times you come to NYTS, right? You repent, and next time you say, oh man, I'm such a garbage. I got to repent again. So continue to repent, no problem. Because as long as you're alive, right, you still have chance, you know? You know what I'm saying? So don't think, I'm a junk. I repent and I make the same mistake. I come here and repent again. I think Jesus will not love me anymore. No, as long as you still breathe with you, when you read the Bible, you know, all the solutions, I think, provide solutions. Many of them have to do is repent. God wants you to come back. I know. God knows you are made of dust. God knows you might get weak again. But at least at this moment, right, you will be very close to God. And you know that there is a Father who loves you so much. And as long as you know there's a Father who loves you so much, that kind of feeling will give you power to continue to face the challenge of your life, right? So please do not give up on yourself and keep repenting. And let on always see. Let him hear if God hears. This is a reminding, right? This is important. This God's message to you is very important. All the sermon you hear over here is very important. If you got ears, you should listen. You should obey. You should follow. Then you will benefit. The 14 days is such a great, great time over here because you got ears. You listen it into your heart. And not only that, Jesus always promised reward. This is the format of the letter. If you check it. Now, from these seven letters, I learned something. Church are not perfect. In John's age, even in our age, so if you stop going to church because you think church is weak, you are a fool. Because Bible already tell you, church will be perfect at the very last day. How do you expect church to be perfect right now? If you find my mistakes and give up on church, I'm sorry. I know I'm a stumbling block to you, but yes, woe to me, woe to you too. So look at the seven churches that only two churches did not receive scolding, right? All of them receive scolding. So if today some man should scold you, should thank God, right? Because you are still worthy to be scolded. Now, I also learn, we want to counsel our kids, counsel your students. You are a teacher. Please, you want to step on a person, so give him a candy first, right? Candy. Now, if you do not want to give them candy first, don't step on people, right? Very important. You want to operate a person, give them anesthesia first. Once upon a time, I went to a dentist, right? I think he forget about to give me anesthesia. He started to do this and now, oh, how come? So hurt, right? He said, I'm sorry, I forgot this. I said, oh. Sometimes the way you know yourself is very different from the way Jesus knows yourself. You know that. If you read the seven churches later, the way you see is, if you are very far away from the church, very far away from the standard of God, sorry. I accidentally push it. And now I'm very careful. Then you always say, oh, I'm good. You know, I come to church on Sabbath day, right? I'm much better than those who do not come, right? Especially, I'm better than those who are late, right? I always come on time, right? But truly, when you come to the presence of God, you start to realize that, man, I am not as good as I think of. That's why God talked to Laodicean church. You think you are rich, but I'm telling you, you are poor. You think you are with clothes, but I'm telling you, you are naked. You are lacking on many things. I hope you buy the medicine from me and apply it to your eyes so you can see, yeah? So we should be very careful how you look at yourself. Don't look too highly. The closer we are, the more clear we see ourselves. The closer we are to Jesus, the more clear we see ourselves. Now, do you know that we could be alive in name only? Wow, this is amazing. When I read this verse, I got scared. Please read. Revelation chapter 2. Because some people could be in name only. Chapter 3, verse 1. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Carissa? I know. I know your deeds. According to name, you are alive, but you are dead. The president, after you got baptized, right, your name is in the book of life, right? There's a brother who saw a vision. He did not come to church for a long time. He just came to that church once, and he saw the vision. God wanted to call him back. He saw the book of life open to him and started to look for his name. He found his name. But his name was in what? In pencil, right? It's not in pencil. And that name was like, a new pencil, write down a name for a long time, start to, like my Bible, I have got a mark inside of my Bible, but for a long time, I cannot see it. What did I write? Become blur, disappearing. You see, his name is over there. Michael something. No more character. And he was so scared. As if God is going to erase his name from the book of life. From that moment on, he determined never miss any church services. So, yeah, God knows. God knows everything. We just need to continue to pursue. Otherwise, you know, some people could be alive in name only. I think many TCC members, I would say, I don't know what is the percentage. But indeed, you see, some TCC members, they are only Christian in name, really. When they go back home, they hit their wife, they smoke, they drink, their daily life is really corrupted. And of course, once in a while, they show up in the church, and you still can find their name in the telephone books, in our church directory. But it's really only in name. Life in name only. Now, key point. If you read the seven churches, all the solution is repent and repent, right? Let's read several verses to confirm what I says. Even like to the church, yeah? To the church that is only alive in name. What did he say? Chapter 3, verse 3. Carissa, you're reading this. Continue reading this. Obey and repent, right? Even to this church, that many of them is like dying, right? He still say repent. So brethren, our key is repent. Again, I share with you. Even as evil as Ahab was such an evil king. Nobody was like Ahab, Bible says, because nobody was like a king like him. Make the idol become a national religion. 偶像国教化. Make idol the national, making Ashman idol a national religion. Nobody is like Ahab, right? So God pronounced verdict to Ahab. You will be in great trouble. And what did he do? Turn to First King. First King. Chapter 21, verse 25 to 26. 27 and 28, 29. So 25 to 29. 25 to 29. Amy, please read. Jump back to 24 first. Wow, that's good enough. Huh? You don't need to. Even Ahab, he fast and pray. And God listened to him. Amazing. God is such a loving God. God delayed his verdict. His verdict remains, but postpone. So, brethren, if you have not, I want to echo what Pastor Liang shared this morning. If you are physically okay, you are a strong young man. You do not need to take medicine. I strongly urge you to fast one meal a day, especially in the morning, the best time given to God. Morning is the best time. You give the best time to God. Actually, breakfast is most important meals. But of course, you may have other thinking. But I'm saying that even Ahab, right, he repent. What did he do? He fast. But again, everybody have different situation. But this is only my encouragement. I figure out. The solution God provided is always repent. How do you repent? Think about the consequences of sins. Think about the book of Revelation, the fire in the hell, right? Now I want to jump to, this is chapter 2 and 3, right? Chapter 2 and 3, seven churches. Because you hear seven churches sermon many times in ordinary services. So I'm going to skip that according to request of some brethren. I'm going to jump to chapter 4. Go to chapter 4. 2 and 3 are quite easy to understand. Oh. And you heard it often, right? So let's go to chapter 4. Chapter 4, again, this is in the spirit. He see the church of God, the throne, oh, the spiritual church, the spiritual throne. So brethren, oh, when you read this, right, you should, if God's open your eyes right now, oh, if you're in the spirit right now, you should see the same situation over here, really. You should see a throne over here. In the spirit, the one sitting on the throne, how does it look like? When I share this, my heart is pounding really fast because this is really amazing, amazing, amazing description, right? Yvonne, please read. Chapter 4, verse 1. Chapter 4, verse 2. Huh? Chapter 4, verse 2, right? Three, read slowly and louder. Well, sometimes we read too fast. If you like pause over here and meditate, right? The one who sits over there is like a jasper and sardius stones. What is jasper? What is sardius stones? You go to the internet and search. Left hand side is jasper. Right hand side is sardius stones. This is like if you turn off the lights, right? This is so beautiful, beautiful, precious stones. How many of you, how many of your brothers will, your father give a diamond or precious stone to your mother? Raise your hand. Ring, right? How many of you, your parents are into jewelry business? Jewelry business? Oh, jewelry business. Sister, how many of you like precious stones? How many of you do not like diamond? Raise your hand. You don't like diamond? Oh, one. How many of you do not like jasper? And that jasper is not polished, huh? Right hand, huh? Sardine stones. Raise your hand. You don't like it? Of course, this is beautiful, right? Now, this is if this is free, probably I will. If this is free, right? In my floor, I will use this to pave my floor, right? Right. Not marble floor, but jasper floor, just like Heavenly Kingdom, right? Of course, this is beautiful. Everybody like it, right? So imagine our Lord, the one sit on the throne, is so beautiful. Already, when I start to imagine that or pray for it in my prayer, my heart really feel like, oh, our Lord is such a beautiful Lord. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. My wonderful Lord. And he's talking about his throne. His throne is what? His throne is, I think I shared this in the past. I shared this photo with you in the past. It's a jasper. 好像利比玉. How do you say 利比玉 in English? Emerald. Is that how do you say? Emerald. Green emerald. Hey, Dandy. Dandy is artist, right? Maybe you should write it. Green emerald. A throne made of green emerald. And circle with what? Circle with what? Rainbow. Do you see rainbow over here? Huh? In this photo. Double rainbow, right? Hawaii. Double rainbow. We have a little double rainbow. Why? What is rainbow prefigure? Huh? Promise is a covenant between God and man. It's a mercy, sign of mercy. Huh? The Lord will never pour down the flood to overflow the earth anymore, right? Mercy seat. This is a mercy seat, S-E-A-T. Merciful seat. So pray that now, today you come to the presence of God, you come to the mercy seat. The Lord is so beautiful sitting over there in the church. Actually, okay, if God opened your eyes in the prayer, you will see this just like in one of NYTS, right? God opened a sister's eyes from Canada. It's so similar vision. So that's what I'm saying. I said that. Now, yes, sometimes I feel like we are very weak, right? But God is welcome us to come to the mercy seat. Beautiful place. You know, this mercy seat one day will become great white throne. I share this in the past. If this day comes, you are in trouble. Nothing is going to be too late. Please read chapter 20, chapter 19. 1911. Yvonne, please read. 1911. 20, 19. I mean, sorry. Chapter 20, verse 11. Chapter 20, verse 11. Amen. Okay, that's good. This is mercy seat. One day become great white throne. We are in trouble. Everybody, we are in trouble. Okay. Those who are evil one are in trouble. No more mercy, no more rainbow. Rainbow is gone. Great white throne. Have you been to a national park? There's a great white throne. Which national park? You don't know? Zion National Park. I mean, how many of you went to Zion National Park in, is it Zion National Park in Utah? Huh? Right? There's a great white throne over there. One day, this throne will become that throne. Will become this throne over here. Sorry. So we shall thank God. So we only have time to pray. Come to the mercy seat. Behold the glory of God. This is in what is in the church, in the presence of God. That's why people enjoy NA, NY, you know, because they are able to behold God's glory in their prayer. That's the most precious thing. So that's only what I'm praying.